This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We have today reached the end of the Day of Judgment series, and I want to take this opportunity to reflect on a few pertinent points. This is a day where there is no doubt. This is a day which will occur. There are two tomorrows. There is a tomorrow of this dunya, and then there is a tomorrow of the Day of Judgment. There is no guarantee that you and I will reach the tomorrow of this dunya. But by Allah, there is no doubt that you and I will reach the tomorrow of the hereafter. This is a day which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when defining, said, فَكَيْفَ تَتَّقُونَ إِن كَفَرْتُمْ يَوْمًا يَجْعَلُ الْوِلْدَانَ الشِّيبًا. How can you claim to be people of taqwa when you disbelieve in that day, which is such, which will make the young person into an old man? The grief will be that if the same stress was placed on a child in this day, that child would become grey. This is a day that we will want to be with those who will assist us, those who will intercede on our behalf, those who will care. There will be no one who will be caring more than the Rahmatul Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One day a man came to the masjid and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was about to begin the salah, and he said, "O Messenger of Allah, when is the hour?" The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started his salah, he completed his salah, and then he turned around and he said, "Who asked that question?" And the man raised his hand, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't reply to his question, but he asked him a question, "Ma addattalha?" You tell me, what have you prepared for the hour? Don't ask when the hour will occur. You tell me what you have prepared for the hour. The man said, "O Messenger of Allah, I don't have many salahs, I don't have many fasts." Meaning that compared to some of the other Sahaba radiallahu anhu, who fast a lot, who pray a lot of salah, I don't have that many salahs, nor do I have that many fasts. But one thing I do know is that I love Allah and His Rasul. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-mar'u ma'a man ahab." In the hereafter, man will be with that person that he loves. If you love the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this dunya, then you will be resurrected with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the Day of Judgment. Loving is not just verbal. Loving is obedience. Because that person who loves the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be raised with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That person who loves the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Abu Bakr and Umar and the rest of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, he and she will be raised with these individuals. And these people will undoubtedly be under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will give them a lofty status. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also told us, "Inna min ahabbikum ilayya wa aqrabikum minni majlisan yawm al-qiyamati ahsanam khulqa." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Indeed, that person who will be the most beloved to me, that person who will be the most closer to me on the Day of Judgment, is that person who has the best manners." Subhanallah. Everybody loves the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the Messenger of Allah is saying here, "Inna min ahabbikum ilayya." That person who I will love the most, who will be the closest to me on the Day of Judgment, will be that person who has good manners. In another narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "That person who will be the closest to me on the Day of Judgment is that person who sends me the most salatu wa salam." So we need the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's intercession on the Day of Judgment. Let's embody good character. Let's send salatu salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and let's prepare for this hour. One way of defining how Allah will deal with you on the Day of Judgment is the way that you will deal with other people in this dunya. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man lam yarham la yurham." That person who does not show mercy to other individuals in this dunya, on that day when he or she will require Allah's mercy, Allah will not show that person mercy. Al-jiza'u min jins al-amal. This is what the ulama write. That the way that you deal with others is the way that Allah will deal with you. Forgiveness. If you are a person who is not ready to forgive, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not forgive you. The Quran mentions clearly, أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَن يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Do you not want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you? Of course, everybody wants Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive them. Ibn Kathir says, Al-jizau min jins al-amal. The way that you will forgive others is the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you. If you remove distress from a believer in this dunya, then on the day of judgment, when your mother, your father will run the other way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove your distress. Al-jizau min jins al-amal. The way you deal with other people is the way that Allah will deal with you on the day of judgment. If you're compassionate, if you're merciful, if you assist other individuals, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day, nobody would be ready to stand up for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make that day so easy. The narration mentions that this day, which is 50,000 years long, for some people, it will be like praying 2 rakats of salah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this day light upon us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the intercession of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places and the shade. On that day will there be no shade beside the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah raise us with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.